and welcome to the podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner, video journalist and digital media director for the Michigan District. In wake of the shooting in Oxford on November 30th, right here in our district, we've asked pastors from Journey Lutheran Church, Matt Schuler and Dan Mekas, to join us to share what they're dealing with right now, and maybe how we can support them and how we can walk alongside them. And pastors, first of all, our thoughts, our prayers are with you. I don't know if there's anything that we can say, but we're definitely praying for you. How are you both doing right now?
Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate that. I'd say it's wearying. It's exhausting. It's mentally, it's emotionally, it's spiritually just an assault on our community. And as much as we grieve the loss of life and pray for those families, we are praying for the many, including ourselves, who've been deeply wounded in this attack.
Dan, how about you?
You know, the prayer has been the kind of central thing that we've heard and we've appreciated, we've received, we've accepted, we've given to other people. And it really, it provides an opportunity for solidarity because that's been one of the biggest challenges in these days. So what is our response? What can we do? What should we do? What are we able to do? And that's been very challenging because as people of God, we want to really accommodate. We want to help those that are hurting. And yet we don't have the answers to be able to give it. So that's been a great struggle. Obviously, trying to help people process not only the events, but the questions that come up, why, I don't understand this, how can this happen? And, you know, what can come out of it? Those are the big challenges right now.
And I don't know if many people know this, but you knew many of these kids. You saw their smiles. You had direct contact with a lot of the kids at that high school.
Yeah, it's something Journey's kind of been building for, right? We are a congregation that were two churches that came together as one in Oxford, hoping to reach deeper into our communities through action, through presence. You know, most recently, you know, leading the pep rally for our high school football team as they went on to win, and just having these relationships with them is kind of important. Of the victims themselves, two of the wounded were youth with connections to Journey, and then one of the deceased was a sister of our preschool student here, and it's a difficult too because many of our students, they're intertwined with everyone. So even if they weren't best friends with somebody, they know them from the bus route. They know them from the pickup line. They know them from years in the past. They were on teams together. They were in groups together. And so it's just been, it's been a deeply interconnected experience. A greater trauma, certainly, for the students and the teachers and the staff who were there. One of the members of Journey is a retired pastor who serves as a substitute building sub in Oxford High School, and was present that day, reaching out to many, and so it's a deeply widespread experience, with the greater pain the closer you are, but everyone affected in Oxford.
Being a smaller community, you know, it certainly touches in many different ways. Like Matt was sharing, you know, whether it's somebody you were a teammate of, or even some of our members who we thought were probably disconnected from it, find out that one of the individuals is a neighbor to theirs. So there's all these different touch points, and everybody has a little different story of the effect and, you know, the hurt and the challenge of what they're going through.
And not only for the victims, but also for those men and women who were the first to enter the building, the first responders who didn't know the situation they were going into, but boldly went. We have deep connections with both police, fire, EMT, members of our congregation, our police. We had units from all over coming to the aid of Oxford High School. And so it was a deeply, deeply personal response, I think, for us as a people. And I think that could probably be said of many churches, kind of like Pastor Dan was saying, because Oxford is such a kind of small and tight-knit community.
As we're recording this, we're heading into that Christmas season right now. I have to imagine in your community, there is such a wide range of emotions and feelings and everything that everyone is going through. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, well, I would say one of the biggest things that I've heard talking with people is, you know, we've entered in this season of joy, and they're struggling with what does joy mean? You know, how can I have joy? Or do I have to bypass joy this year because of grief, because of hurt, and because of uncertainty? So, you know, a lot of people are seeking and serving, searching. One of the things that we're doing, have never done before, but tomorrow night, the 21st, which is longest night of the year, we're having a blue Christmas service, which is really intended for those who may be struggling in this season in particular, and not just from the events of November 30th, but maybe loss of job, loss of a loved one, maybe uncertainty, depression, maybe they've gone through some sickness and things like that, and are struggling with that joy idea. And so we're trying to bring together people throughout the community, invited them to say, hey, come join with us. It's not going to be the festive atmosphere that a Christmas Eve may have, but we're going to get to the Word of God. We're going to share that Word of God, which is peace and hope and comfort that Jesus Christ brings forth. So that's just kind of the beginning of how we're trying to help people of all different facets at this point in time.
That's very cool. I like that. That's a great idea. We hear about how COVID has affected teens and the negative impact that it's had on so many people, especially teens right now, whether it's not being able to go to school and everything else. Then you couple this on top of that. What are you hearing from those teens right now?
Well, I've got one in my house. My daughter is an Oxford High School student. Man, I'm hearing a lot, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, we want to walk alongside, we want to be patient. We don't want to push. We don't want to pry. I'm thankful that we have, access in our community, in my house, to counseling services, to many different things. I'm thankful for my own counselors in the past. I'm thankful that, that's something we deeply want to value as a church moving forward. But it's a difficult time because they've got many different questions. And when they ask the questions, we're not always equipped with the answers. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily something that would do them well if we give them a fake answer or a made up answer. And sometimes the best answer we can give is an I don't know and a hug and an I love you. And as they have conversations with each other, those students who were in the school, those teachers and staff who were in the school, man, they're going to struggle along together. This is some painfully unique experience that they'll have to share with each other and process with each other. It's why I'm thankful that we have a man like Pastor Kasson, who's a permanent sub in the school, who shared the blog on the Michigan District, because these students can look to him not as an outsider who doesn't know what they went through, but as someone who can see them face to face and eye to eye, and similarly share that struggle and that burden. And we'll see slowly as we start to uncover the depth of the pain, just how to help everyone, and especially these kids as they continue their walk in life.
How can we outside your community better help and walk alongside and do what we can to support you in everything that you're dealing with?
I would say, you know, you mentioned before, Jeff, the whole idea of just prayer. Prayer is very important for us. It's kind of been that string that has kind of pulled us and carried us along in some of these days that have gone by. One of the things that we're doing at Journey is saying, how can we help the community, not just now? Because there's a lot of efforts there. A lot of people are asking that question. What can we do right now? What can we do right now? But as we've seen, unfortunately, throughout our nation, when a tragic event occurs, as the days, the weeks, and the months go by, if you're not one who has personally been touched by it, it's a forgotten event. I know I'm guilty of that. I know I've done that myself. So as we look at this, we say, when everybody is past that first initial, you know, we want to help, and we're still here, and there's still help needed, how do we do that? So we have many groups that are right now supporting different counseling sessions, therapy sessions for students, for staff, for families, for people in the community. And we thank God for that resource right now. It's a great asset. But we're targeting and asking the question, what about long-term? So next year, when it's the first graduation class and there's missing students because of the tragedy, our next fall is the new school year begins and there's missing students in that class, or the first, like this is the first Christmas, but then we have the first Easter, we have the first season ball games for teams that are all missing people. When those anniversaries occur, how do we help them? So we're devising a plan right now where we want to be able to offer into the community for those who've been affected through the tragedy, ongoing care, mental health care. And so we're working on partnering with some different counseling agencies, therapy people, as far as putting together this plan. Journey Lutheran, being a small congregation just getting started, we thank God for the resources we have, but we're not fully equipped to do that. And graciously, we've had some gifts given. I thank God sometimes when I'm picking up the phone and talking to some different people who I haven't talked to for a while, just said, hey, how can we help? And I tell them about this, and they said, well, can we send a financial gift? And we said, absolutely. And we want to guarantee you that if somebody wants to financially support this, that money will go to care. There's no administrative costs that are coming out of this at all. It's going to be a fund that's there to pay the cost of counseling therapy for these individuals so they can receive that professional care along the way. If anybody is interested in that, what we're calling it, if you want to send it to Journey Lutheran, we're calling it Caring for Oxford. That's the name of our fund. If they want to footnote that in a check and things, we would welcome that and we will utilize that and be good stewards of those resources that people are taken care of in the name of Jesus.
That's cool. And Caring for Oxford, and it's, yes. Is it a spot on your website we can go to at Journey Lutheran?
That will be there by the time by the time this podcast goes live. We'll have it as a drop down section in journeylutheran.church/give, and you'll be able to give to Caring for Oxford.
And I know we're not even a month into this, into the grief, into everything that's happened and all the feelings and emotions. What are you learning, and what can you possibly tell somebody, you know, because this isn't going to be the last time something like this happens or some kind of tragedy happens. So what would you guys tell somebody who goes through some kind of tragedy similar to this in the future?
Just don't go through it. Honestly, it's the best way that you can deal with this is beforehand. You know, whatever way that we can prevent tragedies like this in the future is what I would tell folks. We had an opportunity to share a little bit of hope that coming out of this, the only way we make it out of this is together, is by inviting people in. And I believe that's one of the truths for preventing things like this. Invite someone in. If you believe what you believe to be true about Jesus, about the gospel, about his church, invite someone in to receive that hope, to receive that love, to receive that joy. And if we're doing this ahead of time, and if we're doing this with the care and the respect and the eyes of Jesus to see those who are wounded, to listen with the ears of Jesus to those who are wounded, perhaps we might be able to act ahead of time. But coming out of it, we're in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. I'd say leading on each other is paramount. I know in my own life, getting text messages from Pastor Dan getting calls from Pastor Dan, just saying, hey, I want to check in on you today. How are you doing? How are you hanging in? That is, oh man, that is gold. It's worth more than gold. The love of a brother who's in it with me. And so I've been tremendously thankful for the encouragement of him and the brother pastors, the other people we've gotten messages from, and just the ability to keep walking and to know people are there supporting you with small words of encouragement, small texts, small emails, small messages or notes has just been invaluable.
Yeah, we're not even 3 weeks out from it, but it seems like it's ages ago. Time just has kind of stood still so many times. I would kind of add, for me, I think if I could advise somebody, as Pastor Matt said, I really don't let it go there. I find the ways to protect and keep things like this happening from happening. But the one thing it'd be is be careful. Don't let it be divisive. It would be so easy for an event like this to divide and rip a community, people apart. So asking the question, well, how can we be united in this? You know, who is the enemy? Satan loves to come in. Evil has its day. We realize that. But in Christ Jesus, we have a victor. We have a conqueror. And so for us, we've tried to take every opportunity that we've had to help people to say, you know, I can't tell you the why of it, but I can tell you how you can get through, who is carrying us through, and in faith in Christ. And so letting it be united, unifying, not being divided.
Well, Pastors Dan, Matt, we want to thank you for joining us today. We are praying for you. We are praying for Oxford. Just our thoughts and prayers are with you, especially during this Christmas time and this time of hope. And pray that both of you and your community feels that hope that's brought by the love of Jesus. We also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.